Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock. Great to have you with us. And the topic du jour. Tarek Skubal made a media appearance yesterday. So we're having some fun. But there are a myriad of olive branches to this. He went on Pardon My Take, one of the most, if not the most, successful sports podcasts out there. And Big Cat kind of, you know, busted his balls and was like, look, you like Detroit? Well, yeah, I love Detroit. You like it enough to stay forever? Yeah, I like it enough to stay forever. All right, 10 years, 425. And Skubal kind of lit up a little bit. Nothing came from Skubal. Oh, I don't want any of this. This twisted, but it was the idea of, okay, what if Skubal left that interview, called Boris and said, listen, tell the Tigers it's 10 at 400 or bleep yourself. You guys get to play the Tigers. Do you sign Tarek Skubal before he pitches tonight, 10 at 400, yes or no? And if you say no, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. If you say yes, it doesn't mean you're bad. But if you say no, this is one thing Rico and I are simpatico on. I think it speaks to, it has to alter your approach to the trade deadline. Because you have a one-year window, maybe two. Because there would be a conversation, and I don't want to do these shows. If you don't get a deal done with Skubal in season, the winter meetings, the biggest story outside of the looming labor war will be Skubal, 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 maybe Aaron Judge, and then Skubal. So what do you do? 248-539-9797. Now, Rico, you were a no.
It was a no.
But now, no parameters. You don't get to call up and be like, well, guys, listen, we'll set it up 4 years with an option. And
right, we'll trade him in year six and no.
10 at 400.
It's all in, either yes or no.
You're a no. David, I forgot what you said because your T-shirt is so magnificent today. The Sexual Chocolate Tour 1988 from Coming to America.
Well, David believes that the children are the future.
Correct.
That boy good.
Teach them well. Let them lead the way.
I'm a yes. If it's today, I am a yes.
Good and terrible. Okay, David's a yes. Kenny.
I, too, am a yes. I'm all in. Let's go. Sign the papers right now. But I do say that if it's a no, then the window is right now.
Okay. I'm going to stand with Rico on this, is that the 10 years is without opt-outs and different things. Here's the other problem. And I'm fully guilty of this. Jackson, Job, Tommy John. It really gives you a reality check to the fragility of pitchers. Now, I know Skubal's already had Tommy John. He's already had a flexor tendon surgery. If I was going to do it, it was going to be last year. I think you're already getting to a point. Pete Kershaw was about 7 years total. Well, you wasted one, and now you got year two. I'd be signing 5 years to maybe suffer for five. I'm going to stand with Rico. I'd say no. I'd be happy to pay Skubal five at 250 if I could have him give up the term. But I'll stand with Rico on this. I'll say no. And I'm going to enjoy him every time he pitches, but I don't know. I have a feeling we've got 2 years to do this.
Yeah, it turns up the heat. If you say no, it turns up the heat to now you have to go all in at the trade deadline. You got to do something to win the World Series right now.
248-539-9797. Yes or no? There's no changing the deal. 10 at 400. David, what are the early returns? I'll go right to the people.
I don't want to do it, but considering the only guaranteed pitchers we will have in 2 years is Olsen and Job, we might just have to. So, yes, I am all in now on 10 years and $400 million. I would offer 5 years, not 10 years. Don't want to do 10 years.
That's not the question.
Many pitchers pitch well past
36. Sir, sir, the senator from Minnesota, that is not what we're doing. So you're a no. Save the words.
Pay that man his money. Spike and Scuba jersey sales would be enough alone. So that's Spartan Dave in Ann Arbor. I do it. 10 at 400, but I want to front load the money. If he can't, doesn't matter. I still do it.
Okay.
Signing cost.
But we're not changing the deal points here.
It's not my money. Pay that man his money. Yes, I am all in. Please keep Scuba here.
Isn't this interesting? Is the first time we checked with Ticket Text, all yeses. The next time we checked, all no's.
Right.
Now we're back to Ticket Text, all yeses.
No, no, now we're to changing the parameters.
So, to the people, 248-539-9797. Zach is up next. Zach, what's going on, pal?
Hey guys, live here in Cincinnati. I'm
hey.
So glad every day that I root for the Lions and not this franchise.
Ooh, boy.
It's got to be entertaining, though.
It is. I'm from Michigan, so I don't really have any horse in the race, but it is fun. But I want to talk about the Scooble thing. I'm a no to just start that off, but it's very intricate. I think right now is the time this is the biggest chip push in modern Detroit sports time. Like, you have to push all the chips in because you have the best pitcher in baseball for only a limited amount of time. Captain Jack will opt out at the end of the year if he keeps pitching this way. It's time to push all in. Go get Bichette. Go get an arm, and go win the World Series. Because if you win it, you can spin Scooble for prospects and restock the whole system anyway. Push it all in and go for it.
Now, I mean, Zach, I'm more in line with it than not, brother. I mean, you know, I want Bichette here, and now you're seeing some NL teams considering Bichette as a possibility at third base. Bichette, Brandon Finnegan, you know, you get a high leverage reliever, you get a quality right-handed bat who's a rental on a prove it. Yeah, I think you upgrade your profile. I'm doing those things regardless, but I'm also a nutcase because I view things differently. But yeah, there would be no doubt if I don't have a deal done with the guy, of course I'm going to have to.
Right.
Because I think as long as you have him, you have a chance. I view it like any playoff series you go into, 5 games or 7 games, I'm already up 2-0. Is that the wrong way to look at it?
Well, no, it's not, because that's why I said I think you're built for a 5-game series, that you have the clear advantage, because now all you got to do is get everybody else on your staff to give you one game, or your hitters to give you one game. 7-game series is a little different, but yeah, if you don't sign him, you have to go out there and you got to make some deals right now. You can't sit here and say, well, look at the farm system. Don't care. We got to win now.
There's no argument at all. And you know what? I want to bump somebody up because they're going to bring up a fascinating angle to this. I want to go to Eli, 97.1. Eli, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, fellas?
Good, hey. Buddy. What's going on?
Thank you for having me on, by the way. First time on, and been listening for a long time, but loved listening to you guys.
Well, welcome. Thank you.
I just want to say, based on the parameters, since it's a yes or no, I'll follow the question you guys posed. I think it's a yes, and I think it's a yes for two reasons. Now, I agree with some of you guys. I'd rather have him at 5 years, but, you know, if he's stuck on 10 years, then I think you give him the 10, but for two reasons. The one that you guys mentioned a lot, obviously he's the best pitcher in baseball. You know, if we get to the ALCS, anytime he's on the mound, I love our chances of winning, so that could be two wins there against the Yankees. And so I think we need him on our side.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I'm not sure if you guys have been seeing online, but anytime there's a post of Tarek Skubal, everyone in the comments is saying that they're going to leave as a Tigers fan, if we don't re-sign him. I mean, I just see this chatter all the time online, and I think it would kill the fan base, which is so good after just selling out 3 days in a row against the Cubs. You know, I mean, such a resurgence from, you know, at least the last 10 years for the fan base. And I think you got to have him on our side, even if it means a 10-year deal. I think you got to have him. I think he's too good to let walk, and the city loves him. I think he is a Detroit guy. He understands the grit mentality, and I think you're crazy if you let him walk.
So, Eli, do you think it would be different than when Verlander left and went to the Astros? Because what you had was a lot of Detroit Astro fans who now wanted them to win the World Series because they wanted to see him get a title.
Yeah, that's a fair question. I mean, it's exactly like, I mean, I grew up with Matt Stafford as my QB, like, all my childhood. And so when he went and won that Super Bowl with the Rams, I was smiling just as much as some of the Rams fans out there. And so, I mean, I'm sure they would still love him, but I think a lot of Tigers fans' hearts would break on that day if we did lose him.
That's fair. Yeah, look, Eli, the only way I can explain it, you're not wrong in anything you're saying. It really will come down to what the franchise wants to be. Look, if you're doing this, if you're having this conversation and your team has a payroll of $210 million, not 141 or two, whatever the Tigers have right now, you can do a different calculus and you go, all right, look, 40 a year is a lot, but it's 20%. I can manage. I can figure this out. But if you're the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, you know, these are payrolls in the $300 million range. It's just a nothing burger. You're already paying tax. You have an endless pit of money. The $40 million is what it is. And look, that's the thing, is none of us can future cast it. You know, I thought the organization did more than they even should have to get Bregman. So if they're going to make a commitment to gradually and effectively continue to raise payroll, and you can have these projections that, look, we're going to be a between the 9th and 12th payroll or 9th and 14th payroll, there's a way where you just say, I got to pay the guy.
Right.
Because what's the loss? Eli brings it up. If I don't pay the guy, how much am I hurting myself? Mm-hmm. But 10 years on the heels after a day after Jackson Jobe dead, I admit it. I'm kind of like, all right, let's just pitch him till the wheels fall off the next two. And
see, I look at it even differently, Mike. 10 years, but you're not even starting the clock right now. Like, if he waits until the end,
yeah,
it's really 12 years that you know, and it's like, okay. At that point, I think you'll probably have one or two.
There's no
good
waiting
years.
Till the end. There's no waiting till the end. This gets done now,
right,
or never. Like, no, there's no waiting to no.
Right, you're 31. Here's a 10-year deal.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, at the end of this season, unfortunately, look, hopefully the team wins the World Series and no one will care. But at the end of this season, barring a parade, the whole offseason will be Scuba Watch. Mm-hmm. Unless a miracle happened and you got it done midseason. I don't know. Because I won't even go there. I know we're up against it. I'll shut up. I was going to bring something up. Forget about it.
Give it to us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That was Tarek Skubal on Pardon My Take yesterday, so we're having some fun with it. And we just took the extra $25 million. Keep the change. We're just going 10 at 400. You get a call from Scott Boras today. You're driving around right now. You could sign him before the game tonight. Yes or no? And obviously, we've had a couple of callers reference what they're seeing on socials. That's your guys' business. I'm not involved with it. But everyone to a man is like, sign him. All right, well, what if signing him was this? And did I throw this number out there last year? Yeah, I did. And I basically got called dull and a half-wit and a moron. Well, here we are. 10 at 400. He's best pitcher in baseball. He is right now recreating what Clayton Kershaw did about 10 years ago. Guys, every night he's out there, I feel like you win. I totally understand if you want to, if you say, sign him, it's not my money, I don't care, let's do this. Cool. That's why I asked the question. But if you don't, and this is the fun, and later in the hour, maybe 3:30, I'll bring this up. There have been a couple of trade target articles brought up. Mm-hmm. The question would be, do any of these players represent an all-in move? Do any of these players make you feel like, look, if you say no, I'm not going to sign Skubal. I'm not going to trade him. You're going to pitch him until the wheels fall off.
Okay. That's all my right. philosophy.
It would force you to be more aggressive at the deadline, right? Question mark. For Rico and I, it's a certainty. Yes. Well, we're 19 games over. You are, and you're very good, but you have needs. There's no perfect team in baseball. You have needs. The Yankees have needs.
Yeah, your president came out and said, you have needs, and they have to take a cold, hard look at these needs.
David, a couple ticket texts. We'll get to the callers. Then we'll do the little trade-a-palooza. Go ahead.
Yes, pay him 10 for 400. Yes, all day.
Pay that man his money.
Wouldn't do it. By the way, Wyatt Langford home run, he says.
I'm sorry, Kenny. It was a three-run pizza. I owed you one. I almost missed our streak yesterday.
I know. I didn't hear it in the update, but I'm glad we finally got the Wyatt Langford drop here.
Got you covered, man. Yeah. My man.
Someone says, who wouldn't want to sign him for 10 years? I would. Sign it all day.
Okay, and that's fine. It's not that I don't want to sign him. 10 years and 400, and we're not doing opt-outs. We're not altering deal points. It gets too confusing. I'm not doing that.
Right, and you're not paying him $300 million in the first 3 years either.
Look, if I own the team, I'd be on the phone with Boras, and I'd say five at 250. I'll raise the AAV. He'll get to get a lot more money in a shorter time, and let's sign this thing. And if they don't want it, they don't want it. And then I go to my PR guys and I go, here's the deal. Tell them we offered 50. Because then the fan base can't get mad at you. Right. Can you imagine the headline, Tigers offer Skubal 50 a year?
Yeah, who's our go-to baseball insider? Let him know this was the deal.
You call passing. But you get my point, yeah. Is if I do that, the fan base can't get mad at me.
Right.
But that's, you know why we're not doing that topic. It's like, if we start altering deal points, we'll be here till 10 o'clock.
It's all or nothing, 10 at 400 or nothing.
Well, Mike, what you just said is it's the Bregman thing. We tried. He didn't want to come here. We offered him this amount of money.
That's
he
right.
said, no, hands in and the somehow air.
Somehow we all know the figure.
Yeah, and guess what? Yeah, right. Nobody's mad at the Tigers, nor should they be. They went further than any of us would have went.
You're right.
And I like really Bregman, right. But I didn't like him that much.
Let's go back to the guy from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama.
Huh?
Yes, more text here. I'm not giving a pitcher a 10-year deal, and certainly not for that much money. That's how Randy Watson was introduced.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was like, wait, what?
That's how they introduced him on the stage.
And why I was looking at Kenny as if that was him.
Right? Like, Kenny knows exactly. Like, yeah. That's how they introduced him.
I was like, Rico, did you just make that up?
That was no. Was very fast moving.
You know him from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama.
Okay, yes. Let's go to Phil, 97.1. What's up, Phil?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm not too bad. I do appreciate the Wyatt Langford drop. I've been on that dude's train since the draft, and I think would have missed the opportunity we had on that, but I'll digress.
I know.
At 10 years, this day and age and the history of those deals just not working out, I can't do it for 10 years. I mean, I get wanting to keep around, but 10 years, that's just a little too much.
So without doing it, now you got to answer the second question. Would that, if you ran the Tigers, would that put you into overdrive to nothing stupid, but to be hyper aggressive at this deadline, knowing this is the real opportunity?
100%. I feel kind of like how in my opinion, the Lions are in the same kind of window with, you know, a year, maybe two max to do it with what they currently kind of have, maybe making a few moves here and there, but, Tigers definitely have some holes to fill. Yeah, they're, you know, tied for first overall in baseball now, but that's now. We're in June. October's a long ways away, so you definitely got to be aggressive with or without signing a long-term extension today. But I'm all about them spending money, pitching, obviously adding a couple bats. Let's get this done. Let's go.
Okay. No, and Phil, I think both sides can be right. I'm not mad at anybody who says just sign the damn guy. The 10 years gives you pause. And again, why would you want that? Well, Scooble's never been a free agent. He's 28 years old. That represents the rest of your career earnings for all intensive purposes. And you're trying to get the better part. And I can't even believe these numbers are real. But look, when pitchers now are signing for, I mean, Zach Wheeler makes 42 a year now. Garrett Cole, 36.5, you know, keep the change.
Right.
You're looking for $400 million. Mm-hmm. If you're repping your client, because if you take less and he gets hurt, he's already a guy who had Tommy John. He's already a guy who had a flexor tendon surgery. And if you're just not pitching this way, that money won't be available to you. So both sides have, obviously it's a negotiation. I have no idea what they have or haven't offered.
Right.
This is simply about the fans.
And if we're going to do that deal, yeah, I need it done like yesterday.
And that's where we were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm a smart guy. If Rico traded him, we wouldn't have made the playoff. When Rico was saying it, they were 11 games out of first.
Right.
It doesn't make him bad.
Right. They were sellers at that time.
Just making a point.
Right. And at that time, you could have gotten a haul for him to help jumpstart your team.
Now he's here and you never trade.
Right.
And you just hope. I don't know. Kenny. He'll get the last word. Kenny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mike and Rico? Appreciate the call, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My whole thing is this. I say pay him. 10 years is a long time, but guess what? What other options do you have? Mike, Rico, you say no, but who do you replace him with?
You don't.
If this is a championship window, and I'm coming from a point of asking a question.
Sure.
If this is a championship window that we possibly have, we need Scooble. We need another pitcher, and we need a few more bats as well. So if we sign him with the 10 and 400 million, and at the deadline in July, we add another bat or possible closer with that, that helps the championship run versus not possibly signing him. I understand he has a couple years left on the deal, but with Jack gone with Tommy John, it's kind of like your hand is kind of forced a little bit in regards to that.
And again, Kenny, he's got immense leverage. He does.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he is the best pitcher in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand it. Just understand when I say no, it's only based on he's not going to continue pitching this way in an endless loop. And you already, you didn't waste last year. I don't want people to twist my words. Last year was wonderful, but it's gone. this year.
Yeah.
He's doing it again. Well, how many more? Yeah. You got three more like this? Four? When I sign you for 10, am I really essentially going to pay you $80 million for every good year you give me? Because that's the mathematics on this deal if it's a 5-5 split.
Yeah.
So, I see it both ways,
and
man.
It basically starts boiling down to $1 million a start. Because let's just say he goes out there, you know, 40 times a year. It's $1 million a start. And at the end, you're not going to feel the same way.
I'll give you the trade targets per one of our local newspapers next. We'll continue the conversation. We got some football today to get into. Rico also getting rid of events locally. We'll get into that in the 4 o'clock, 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
How about the Brisky news? See, I maintain, even though we've had some fun talking about the Scoobal stuff and his interview with PMT and Big Cat on, pardon my take, it's just the bullpen is still the thing. You got a couple of really good guys there, but Brisky hasn't been the same. Holton hasn't been the same. I still want to acquire a high leverage reliever, but David, do you want to take the people through, since you're wearing the sexual chocolate t-shirt?
Sure.
Do you want to take the people through the piece in the news today about trade targets? Because Kenny and I were harpooned over our suggestion a couple of weeks ago, but yet there's that damn name. Do you want to take people through?
Sure can. I'll give you some of the names here for the right-handed bats first. Isaiah Kiner, Falefa.
No.
Jordan Westberg.
Yes, but he's had a god-awful year. Could be expensive.
Eugenio Suarez.
Yes, former Tiger. Yeah. Lots of power, third baseman. I'd be okay with that. Yes.
And then the big name on this list.
Do it, David.
Bo Bichette.
That boy, good. All right. Great Coming to America reference. Listen, the Bo Bichette thing, right on the heels of us talking Scoobal. How about this one? Whether you signed him or not, isn't Bo Bichette the move? Because now you're seeing, and I'm reading this in other places, and it doesn't mean the Tigers view it this way. I can only just tell you, Cubs, Philly, some of these NL teams. Bichette might be a third baseman for them. What's our need? Third base. And I'll tell you the other one. Shh. Hope you guys can keep a secret. Javi's bad again. So you could be playing Bo at short and third. What's the word I'm looking for? Unpredictable.
I was going to say versatility, but okay. Unpredictable.
But it fits what you're doing. He's on a prove-it deal, right-handed bat. But the Jays are playing good baseball. They already gave Vlad all of the money. I don't know. Like, the Bichette contract, it doesn't seem like they want to pay him. Why couldn't we be that team? You show me Bo Bichette and Brandon Finnegan. Now, all of a sudden, you go, hey, they're going for a World Series here. So, do any of those moves kind of swing the pendulum? Does it change anything for you, or is none of that good enough?
No, Bichette or Suarez, yes. I would go for either one of those guys. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Kenny, isn't Bichette out of those names? Now, again, separate his April from the rest of his season.
And the rest of his career. I mean, he once led the league in hits. He's a good hitter. He's a good baseball player. You can bump Javi to third if you want. You can put him at short. You could play him at third. Positional flexibility. He's my favorite name on this list by far. I also am like you, don't mind Suarez either. Power hitting third baseman.
And for the record, the Javi, he did exactly what I needed him to do. Just be relevant for a couple months. I didn't ask for the year. Okay? I didn't. I'm taking what I can get now. And he did. He understood the assignment.
No, 100%. And I would give him an MVP award for what he provided to us in April and in the early stages of May. There's no slander. It's just when you start to look, you're going,
You sent those numbers. And I'm like, you know what? He did what I did. Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
And if you get a Bo or a Suarez, he doesn't need to do as much. There's a little less pressure on him at the very least.
I love trading for a guy in a contract year. I don't have to pay him. But he needs to play. He needs to play well. Mm-hmm. And look, Bichette, if we start looking at, man, he had a rough first couple weeks of the season. This is primarily an 800 OPS guy. As Kenny put it, I think this kid's got 40 hits in his last 30 games. I mean, he's playing. He's hitting the baseball like he did a couple of years ago. Last year, he had a couple of injuries included. Wasn't a bad calf injury he couldn't shake.
Yeah, he had nagging injuries. It seemed like all of last year. That was always the speculation in Toronto, is that he just wasn't 100% for most of the season.
And the beauty of it is, as you said, because you're in that contract year, it's almost like fake numbers. You're going to do any and everything you can to get that contract, and then you actually come back down to where you normally are.
I love those fake numbers.
But you know what? If you're the Tigers, you get to benefit from all those fake numbers.
100%.
And you don't have to bat him. The Jays right now are batting him leadoff most nights. You don't have to do that now. You can bat him anywhere in the order that you see fit.
You know why? Unpredictable. It matches exactly. Look, if you're willing, is he a great defensive player? No. But it's not because he's a butcher. It's that he doesn't have range. Now, so just understand, well, what does that mean? It just means, A, routine plays for the best shortstop in the game are going to look a little more exotic for Bo. You got to get Bo on a little wheelchair to get him over there. But if it's hit to him, he'll field it. He's basically Johnny Peralta. If you hit it to him, he fields it. But he is not.
I thought you were going to say Derek Jeter based on our previous conversation.
Yeah, it could be that too. Have him come here and hold the organization hostage. He'd be just like Jeter. We'll leave that alone.
See, but here's the thing. With the list that I gave.
they win this man titles.
I have high standards.
Suarez and Bo Bichette is definitely what I want. But
did
what
you not
I
get a gift basket?
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
What I truly see from this list, though, is I believe that Kiner Falefa is going to be the answer.
Do you believe the children of the future?
Because yes, I do. Because
you teach them well.
Because of the flexibility option that we're talking, short and third is what he plays. Short and third, he doesn't play either every day, and I think that's more of what they want. That's just the choices that I think they choose.
So if I
over
throw
anything
the,
out,
if I throw the number out, I just phone first time all day. Phone lines are wide open. Can we together lock arms and walk together as a city? Is Bo Bichette the demand we should be making? We have no idea if the Tigers like the player or not. I'm not interested in even doing that. That takes the fun of this. As fans, shortstop, There is a thought he could play some third. He's a right-handed bat, and he's a player. I'm not going to tell you he's a superstar. You know, at the beginning of his career, I thought, okay, he might just be better than his daddy.
Yeah,
he's
I
not.
So.
Needs to grow his hair back, too. I miss the flowing locks. But he's a player. And what would he slot in on your team? Would he be one of your three best hitters? Certainly one of your four.
Yeah.
So is Bo Bichette the universal farm aid move? We're all together on stage holding hands.
Bo Bichette would tell me this team is going all in to win the World Series. Yes.
Then we go get Brandon Finnegan and Aroldis Chapman. We go crazy.
Aroldis Chapman is on this list when it comes to pitchers. So
let's do it. Let's go get Chris Sales.
Okay, now you're talking crazy. All right, 4 o'clock, we'll get a little football today. We've talked a lot about Tarek Skubal. He was on Pardon My Take. There was a contract thrown out by Big Cat, and Skubal's like, yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it? Call it 10 at 400. And if you could sign him today, here, you could sign him before the game starts tonight. You run the Tigers. You get a call from Boris. What do you want to do? It's different saying pay him whatever he wants, and then you hear what whatever he wants is. The other thing was articles are everywhere, including the Detroit News Today, for trade targets. This show's favorite trade target was on there, Bo Bichette. Yes, the Blue Jays have played better ball lately, but he does not have a contract. And I also think it's a little bit of a mirage. So work with it, that in the next 7 weeks, there'll be a 500 dawdling team, and you can make a move for Bo Bichette, who could play short, and there is a growing sentiment, at least when you start doing some reading, some teams would consider him at third. Well, wouldn't that really help this team? You could absolutely platoon at short, and you absolutely could play this man at third.
The unpredictability.
But it's a serious move. And I do think the fact he is an expiring player lowers the return, which makes it even better. Because then I can pay through the nose for high-leverage relievers.
Yeah. And he's a guy in the contract year, as you pointed out, that he's going to go out there and try to do everything he can to get paid next season. Now, it may not be you doing the paying, but you'll benefit from him going out there trying to impress the baseball world.
Here's a fun note. Or hear me out. He comes here. He enjoys playing here.
Don't do it.
He loves the clubhouse.
Don't do it to yourself.
You win a World Series.
No, you're going
to
do it.
And you keep him.
I can't. Okay, there it is.
Oh, my Lanta. Like, there's no bad outcome.
There isn't, but let's just baby steps.
Let's go to Kevin, 97.1, and I'm sorry for exciting you. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I would love to get Bo Bichette. I think that would be a great move. You don't have to pay him next year. I wouldn't pay him next year, personally, but you know what? This year, that would be terrific. He'll be motivated. That would be terrific. He'll probably have a, you know, a 300 season or close to it or whatever, hit 30, and be what he was a couple of years ago because he wants to make the money. But I kind of wanted to vent for a second, if I may. Am I okay?
Absolutely.
Term. We got to do something about the term. You know what I mean? It's like these contracts are crazy. Like 10 years. I tell you what, I want you to pay my grandchildren for me to play. It's just wrong. I mean, back in the 50s, and I know, old man or whatever, they played one-year deals, and that's wrong too. But at the same time, you're getting saddled with these terrible deals. The first half of it is what the guy's worth, maybe. But the last half of it, he's not going to be worth it. And so I say offer Skubal 5 years, 220. Of course, they'll hold their nose to that like it's not fair or something. It is generational money. Every year it's generational money. It's like winning. Think about $40 million in your pocket. Hey, you guys got the best show in the city, so you're probably close, right?
Oh, yeah, so. You got it. Oh, yeah. Well, no, Kevin, I hear what you're saying, but bottom line is this. We are victims of the CBA that the sport has negotiated. Mm-hmm. That is the bottom line in all of it, okay? I can't change it.
Which is why you think the lockout is imminent?
I think, forget about me. Let's say I don't know nothing.
You do, Mike.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Let's just get past that. But
every baseball writer, every baseball savant, it's kind of just assumed there's a lockout after next year. So what will get accomplished? I don't think much of anything, but do I think it's kind of ridiculous that Juan Soto signed a 15-year deal? Of course I do. Look, in that sense, the NBA has at least got it right. There's a limit to what you can sign term-wise.
Right, but you just need to be a tax accountant to figure it out.
Also true. The NBA people don't even attempt to understand the NBA CBA. Between the tax aprons and the trade rules.
That paid him $1 too much. Now you went from under the cap
right
to in the second apron.
Right. And again, if we get to, here, I'll go to Matt. We don't need to belabor it. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Mikey?
Good, Matt. What's up?
I think 2 weeks ago, the Bobichet thing was a good float around, but the Jays are on a heater right now.
They are.
And I don't see them ditching them for whatever.
No, if they keep playing this way, they wouldn't. Matt, I guess part of it is I just don't believe this is who they are, and that by late July it'll even out, and they got to make an organizational decision. But you're right. Here today, no, I think they moved to what, 37-30? Somewhere in that range.
Yeah, and I haven't seen that for 5 or 6 years. They always float around 500, so they are on a heater right now. So maybe if they come back down to earth.
That's what it's predicated on. I'm clear about that.
I'm certainly a second Tigers fan, just from having to listen to you guys all the time. So I'm a Jays fan, but I'm geographically bound to follow you guys. So it's too bad Jackson Jobe got hurt, and that's really all I got to say. No problem.
You got it. And listen, the Jobe thing, here, we could take 1 minute. Obviously, you never want to see it happen. I'm going to try to make lemons out of lemonade. If it was going to happen, let it happen now.
Yeah.
Don't let the kid be at the height of his powers, be a Cy Young guy, you're in a World Series window, and then what? Then he's gone for 2 years?
Still young enough to bounce back. Not to say he'll be, you know, it'll be Scooble-like, but at least he's gotten it out of the way.
Yeah.
And now you hope that you never see it
According
again.
To David, he'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, get ready to see him August 1st.
Is Jackson Jobe going to be your new Tank Dell medical diagnosis?
Not even close. Not at all. Nope.
Try 2 years, David. Because next year, even if he was back up for September, it would be, what, 10 innings? The reality is, even the year after, the year after, you're not going to ask this kid to pitch 180 innings. So it's really going to be 2027 before you would be 28.
So it's where we are with, like, Mize.
Yeah. It just is, man. And look, here's the thing that sucks. They did everything right with Jobe.
Mm-hmm.
They treated him with kid gloves. They did everything right, and it still happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to wonder, and I know this might be like tinfoil stuff, I'm starting to wonder if there's any rhyme or reason to anything any organization's doing with young pitchers. They all throw so damn hard, and they're all throwing sliders like crazy. I wonder if it even matters if you treat them with kid gloves.
No.
They're all blowing out left and right.
No, I think that's where you see the pitch count. You're trying to mitigate the circumstances, but yeah, it's going to happen, it seems like.
248-539-9797. We'll get a football today next. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.